All right, next up, we've got Faster Jackalope, who is the first of the Shadows. I like the slide guitar sound on this. I think they sound good and raunchy and kind of dirty in a rock and roll context. I like the verse melody. I like that Glennie is singing with, you know, some passion and some character. Like, on the verses, they start like 6 feet of dirt and a resting heart, or 10 pounds of dust and a broken heart. And I think Glennie sells it really well. It's got good energy. Sometimes I feel like Glennie's vocals are a little bit, he doesn't sing them with as much gusto and as, I don't know, as much oomph as I would like. They're just always a little bit tentative. So it's nice to hear him go for that. I appreciate that. I also love the harmonized guitar attack at the end of the song. You know, that sort of Thin Lizzy dual guitar sound, which I have to admit I'm a big fan of. So those are my favorite parts of this Faster Jackalope song.
Yeah, I like the that initial kind of bluesy groove instrumental intro part. And I kind of wish that it continued in that vein instead of going into the kind of more rockin' verses. But it's still good. Yeah, that bass solo is weird and a little sloppy, but I was glad to hear it. I like the guitar solo a lot too, but I think that the music behind it should have been a little more kind of staccato. Like the bass line seems to go like a bop, bop, bop. But the drums are just going on as normal, so it's like it doesn't really stick those notes. It doesn't really accentuate those individual notes, and you know, which I think would have provided a little bit more interesting kind of variation for your ears. But instead, it's kind of, you know, just going through all the way, and I don't know. I guess it would have been better with those kind of dynamics, I think. The song is fine, but it didn't really stay with me. Great lyrics though. So, you know, all in all, great job.